Welcome in. In this lesson, we're writing a one-bar motif in Ableton Live 12, specifically for drum and bass, at that rolling 170 to 174 BPM range. A one-bar motif is basically a tiny musical sentence, one bar long. And the whole trick is, you make it catchy enough that it can repeat, but flexible enough that you can vary it and build an entire drop around it without the listener getting bored. In drum and bass, the motif is usually one of four things: a rolling bass figure, a lead stab, a vocal chop, or a breakbeat slice pattern. Today we'll focus on the most common, the bass motif, and we'll optionally add a little call and response stab to give it that classic DNB punctuation. We're going to do this in a workflow you can repeat every time. Drums first, then a quick bass sound, then the one bar rhythm, then groove, then sidechain, then variations. All right, let's set up. Step 0, project setup. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Time signature is 4/4. And for now, leave the groove pool empty. We'll add swing later on purpose. Here's the mindset. We're not just making a cute loop. We're making something that can survive 32 to 64 bars in a drop. That means it needs space, identity, and variation. Step 1. Build a quick drum bed. Because motifs don't write themselves in silence. Create a MIDI track and name it Drums. Drop a drum rack on it. Load something basic, a tight punchy kick, a proper DNB snare with body and crack, and some closed hats or a ride. Now program a classic two-step pattern. Kick on beat 1 and beat 3. Snare on beat 2 and beat 4. If you're looking at the Ableton grid, that's kick at 1.1.1 and 1.3.1, snare at 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. Then add hats. Start with 8th notes if you want it lighter, or 16th notes if you want instant drive. Set your MIDI grid to 1/16th so you can place things cleanly. Optional, but very effective. Add a tiny ghost kick just before the snare. Very quiet. This is one of those why does it suddenly roll moments. You can try it around 1.1.3 or 1.3.3, depending on where it feels good. The key is it should push momentum, not sound like a second kick. Quick processing, stock only. On the drums track, add EQ8 if you need to tidy hats or harshness, but don't kill your kick and snare. Then add drum bus. Set a bit of drive, maybe 5 to 15%. Keep crunch low, and keep boom subtle or even off if it's making things cloudy. Then put a limiter at the end just as a safety net with a ceiling at -1 dB. Not for loudness, just to avoid surprise peaks while you're experimenting. Now loop one bar. Session view or arrangement, doesn't matter. Just get that one bar cycling. Step 2. Make a bass sound fast. No 30-minute sound design deters. Create a MIDI track called Bass. Add wave eatable. For a basic resish starting point, set oscillator 1 to a saw wave, oscillator 2 also to a saw, and to tune it slightly. Add unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices, and keep the unison amount low to moderate, so it thickens without turning into a blurry mess. Turn on a low-pass filter, LP24 is perfect. Bring the cutoff down so it's a bit dark and weighty, and add a touch of drive. After wave-eatable, add saturator, turn on soft clip, and push drive 2 to 6 dB. Then add EQ8, high-pass around 25 to 30 Hz just to remove useless rumble. If it's muddy, consider a gentle dip around 200 to 350 Hz. Then add a compressor, because we're going to sidechain in a moment. Important DNB rule. Keep the sub controlled and centered. If your reese is wide and swimming around, add utility after the EQ and reduce width. You can even go down toward 0 to 50% depending on the sound. For now, stable and centered beats huge but messy every time. Step 3. Write the one-bar motif. This is the fun part. Create a one-bar MIDI clip on your bass track. Set the clip grid to 1/16th. Pick a key. Let's go with F minor. It's a classic dark DNB starting point, and it keeps the vibe focused. Now, here's a beginner-friendly recipe that's going to save you a lot of time. Use 1 to 3 notes total. Seriously, drum and bass hooks often come from rhythm and tone, not from complex harmony. Also, use rests. Silence is part of the riff. If everything is filled, nothing feels heavy. Let's build a motif with F as the home note. Put it in the sub register, like F1. Then pick one answer note you'll use occasionally, like G sharp 1 or C2. Now for rhythm. Try placing hits on these steps across the bar. Step 1, 4, 7, 9. 11, 14, and 16. In plain English, a pattern that keeps poking around the snare rather than just sitting on the downbeats. As you draw the notes in, Don't leave them all the same length. Some should be short, like 1/16 stabs. Some can hold for an 1/8 note to create contrast. And absolutely adjust velocities. Give yourself a few strong hits in the 90 to 110 range, and then some ghost hits down around 40 to 70. That difference in energy is what creates that rolling, alive feeling without you needing extra notes. Teacher note here, before you get fancy, listen to the rhythm on a super plain tone. If the rhythm feels good even when the sound is boring, your motif is solid. If the rhythm feels boring unless the bass is heavily distorted and modulated, that's a sign the motif skeleton is weak. Fix the skeleton first. Also, try this pocket check. Temporarily mute your hats and any extra percussion. Leave just kick and snare. If your bass motif still feels exciting with only kick and snare, you've got a real motif. If it suddenly collapses, it was relying on busy hats, not the actual groove. Step 4. Use Ableton Live 12 MIDI tools as composition tools, not just cleanup tools. In the clip view, set your scale to F minor and use fold to scale. This lets you experiment with note swaps quickly without falling into random wrong notes. Then try legato on selected notes to create instant longer held tones. Held notes versus choked notes is one of the easiest ways to create call and response without changing pitch. And for velocity, aim for consistency on your main accents. Let only the ghost notes have a bit of variation. That keeps the riff sounding intentional. Now we add groove without wrecking timing. Open the groove pool. Grab something like swing 16-65 as a starting point. Apply it to the bass clip first, not everything. Set timing to around 10 to 25%. Keep random tiny, like 0 to 5%. Velocity amount can be 0 to 10 if you want, but you already hand-shaped velocities, so don't overdo it. If the bass starts sounding late or lazy, reduce timing. Drum and bass needs pocket, but it also needs precision. Step 5. Optional, but very DNB. Add a stab track for call and response. Create a MIDI track named Stab. Add operator. Pick a simple waveform like saw or square. Give it a short amp envelope. Fast attack, quick decay. You want a punchy hit, not a pad. Now place just 2 or 3 hits in the bar. A great place is right after the snare on beat 2, like just after 1.2.1, and then maybe one near the end of the bar to lead back into the loop. Process it quickly. Auto-filter low pass with a tiny bit of movement, a very small reverb or subtle echo, and a Q8 cutting lows under about 150 to 250 Hz. The stab is punctuation. It should never compete with the bass. Extra trick if you want it to sit perfectly. Lightly sidechain the stab to the snare, so it bows out of the snare's way. Or use a gate trick for rhythmic chopping later. But keep it simple for now. Step 6. Sidechain the bass to the kick. This is the instant finished move. On the bass track, open your compressor and enable sidechain. Choose drums as the input if your kick is in that track. Then start with ratio 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Pull down the threshold until the kick punches through and the bass gently breathes. You're not trying to hear dramatic pumping. You're trying to create space and clarity, so your motif feels glued to the drum groove. Now step 7. And this is where you stop sounding like a loop and start sounding like a drop. Create variations. Duplicate your 1-bar bass clip out to 4 bars. Then change each bar slightly. Here's a simple plan. Bar 1 is your original motif. Establish it. Bar 2 changes only the last 2 notes. Tiny twist. Bar 3 adds a pickup note right before the snare. That's energy. Bar 4 does a fill, like a busier end of phrase or the opposite, a stop, like half a beat of silence, to create impact. A rule that keeps you from ruining the hook. Edit only 10 to 20% per bar. The listener should still recognize the identity marker. And you need an identity marker. Choose one thing the listener recognizes every time the bar loops. It can be one specific syncopated hit, or one interval move like F to G sharp, or even a timbre change like a tiny filter flick. Everything else can evolve, but that one thing is your signature. Here are a few advanced but easy variation methods you can do while the loop plays. Rhythm stays the same, but you change one pitch. For example, only change the final note in bar 2. Only change the note after the snare in bar 3. In bar 4, keep pitches the same but octave shift one hit for tension or weight. Another great one is call and response by muting, not adding. Make one bar feel full, and the next bar remove 1 or 2 mid-hits but keep the sub-hits. Suddenly it feels like a conversation, and when the full bar comes back it hits harder. You can also do micro-timing push and pull. Pick one note per bar and nudge it by a few milliseconds. not a 16th note. Milliseconds. Push a pickup slightly early for urgency, or pull a late syncopation slightly later for that lazy roll. And another super effective method. Keep the pitch identical, but change articulation. Shorten one note into a choked stab, or lengthen it so it washes into the next beat. You can even map wave-eatable amp envelope decay to a macro and automate it per bar. Now let's do a quick arrangement thoughts so you can see where this goes. Once you have a solid 4-bar phrase, duplicate it to 16 bars. Then use energy lanes. Think in lanes you can toggle. A sub-lane that stays steady, a mid-bass lane for character, a stab or vocal lane for punctuation, and a drum spice lane for rides and extra percussion. Every 4 bars, add or remove one lane. That's arrangement without overthinking. You can also plan contrast bars to avoid fatigue. For example, in bar 8 remove the bass for one beat so the drums speak, or in bar 16 remove the kick for one beat so the bass carries. Drum and bass loves repetition, but it loves momentary absence just as much. Two quick sound design extras, optional, but powerful if you want to level up fast. First, think in two lanes even if it's one instrument. Sub lane versus mid lane. Sub is simple and stable. Mids are where character and syncopation live. If you keep that mindset, your riffs stop turning into mud. Second, there's a huge beginner upgrade. Resample and commit. Create an audio track called Bass Resample. Set its input to resampling, record 8 to 16 bars of your variations, and then start slicing and editing audio. Reverse tiny bits and fades, retime a little. You'll often get more character from committing to audio than from endless MIDI tweaking. Before we wrap up, common mistakes to avoid. Don't use too many notes. Bass is what makes it heavy. Don't write without drums. DNB motifs need the snare context. Don't let the bass clash with the snare by holding long notes right over it. Don't repeat a single bar for 32 bars with no micro changes. That's loop fatigue. And don't let your sub get wide and messy. Keep low end centered. Utility is your friend. Now your quick practice assignment, 10 to 15 minutes. Make 3 different 1-bar bass motifs using the same drum loop. Motif A uses only one note and focuses on rhythm. Motif B uses 2 notes for a clear call and response. Motif C uses 3 notes and is slightly busier, but still has gaps. For each motif, create a 4-bar phrase with small variations. This audio version is shortened for playback.